By now, it should be clear that the great director Christopher Nolan is interested in the tortured souls of male heroes. In the case of Robert Oppenheimer, it's his tortured guilt over the destruction of Hiroshima and Nagasaki as Oppenheimer devised the atomic bomb, which made it happen. Odysseus is a tortured soul about the ruse of the Trojan horse, which led to the brutal sack of Troy. Two male heroes, two tortured egos. Now, I have two conclusions about this particular historical and cultural phenomenon. One is that I'm glad that in this age of the promotion of hyper-masculinity, Nolan is treating male egotism and male heroism in a far more nuanced and complicated way. Second, when I was in the fifth grade, I had an incessant desire to throw spitballs at my classmates, and I felt guilty about it ever since. And so, if Christopher Nolan is looking for a subject for his next movie about a tortured male ego, he need look no further than Tom McBride. And that's my perspective.